Hi, I'm Carlo. It's Friday and 8:30. I just had a workout and my little or my big son is already up and already done with everything. He is starting school, so I have to hurry up and make him something. It's not that he is yelling to me, hurry up, but it's like I need to hurry up. If he doesn't eat this on time, then school starts and he has excuses to not eat, you know? So that's why I wanted to be quick and have it done before he really needs his attention for class. And I'm getting everything without looking you in the eye. I'm sorry. All right. So I'm glad I already woke up at 2 o'clock, so I had time to prepare stuff. So I already cleaned out the dishwasher and put everything here, but it's not very handy because I made a stack and I want to be quick now, and when I am very quick then the stack falls and then my husband will wake up. So what a good start. I'll start. Bottom line is I'm just starting. I just start without a warning. So I have to wash my hands. There's still chalk from the pull-up bar on my hands. All right, I'll have a knife and then I'll just cut this. And then after this, I'm going to feed my other kid, and then I don't have a time limit for myself. Oh, I also wanted to say, I really didn't have time to look it up. Yesterday in my vlog, it was so nice. I had a comment from May about what you're doing and preparing in the morning, and what else about the pregnant bell pepper. It was so nice. It was really beautiful, wasn't it? We are not crazy. Most of the time when you open bell peppers, they are just seeds, and they're not that beautiful with babies inside. Never mind. It was just nice that I got your comment that you wrote me about what you thought. And I got another comment from, I forgot your name because it's new, but I know we have the same last name and I only had 2 comments, so you know it's you. Your last name is Lee also, and mine too. It's great. And reading your story also, I really got tears in my eyes. It was so moving, touching. I'm saying this emotionless while cutting a melon, but it really, when I read it, I was like, whoa. That's why I don't answer May as well so quickly, because whenever I read your I wanted to be quick, and then the alarm on my phone, which I'm recording with, went off, and then I had to unwire myself and go back. Now I'm lost the moment. I'm very moved by, I know. I don't really reply that quick to you because I always think, I want to take time to comment, because it's such a wonderful comment from you. And I really appreciate it, and it looks like I'm just saying things while I'm doing things, and it's true, but it's really from the heart. And I don't know what to say. I'm just really happy. Julian! It's really great. It's really great that it's so relatable, and I'm itchy. Relatable mom stuff. And I think it's I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just a bit overwhelmed. And I was from start over? I don't know. Being a mom is a phase in life, like May says. It's a phase, just as a parent, you have phases too in your life, and being a mom with young kids also is a phase for yourself. It's really difficult because you get tired and there's so much to do, and you never taught really how to do something. Sometimes you just wonder if you do the right thing, and sometimes when you think you do the right thing, it doesn't work out, and it's really a lot. It asks a lot of your personal time and attention, and my story is so bad. It's not a story, it's just what I feel like saying now, and just comes out like this. It doesn't matter. I have a banana. Who doesn't like that, right? I'm happy we can help each other. That's what I'm saying. It's seeing other people have the same things. My kid doesn't tolerate this. It's it gives me strength and motivation, just like a workout video. It's just, or somebody working out, it motivates me anyway. And when I see or read someone else being a mom, doing mom stuff, then it motivates me too, and it gives me strength, and like we understand each other. And it's not to exclude people without kids, but it's really, it's just like anything. If you're not, if you don't have it, then you don't really know the feeling. Like, I don't know what it feels like to have a dog and to do a lot with him, her, you know. It's obvious that I don't have a dog because I didn't even know what to say about a dog. I have prepared bread that I'm feeding my kid, and he will like it. I'll give him one sandwich. I guess it's enough. His school. Oh, his school will start in 40 minutes. It's we still have a lot of time. His breakfast he will eat like in 3 seconds, and if I give him one bell pepper, one piece, it will take him like an hour. No, I'm exaggerating. 2 pieces will take maybe 45 minutes, and 2 liters of Coca-Cola to wash it down. He's dancing. He's a dancer. He's an entertainer. He's always distracting me. And sometimes I really am trying to ignore him and hope he will stop. But he doesn't get my hint. Tomorrow I'll have 2 friends of mine coming by, visiting me, and I'm saying that because it's really special. We haven't seen each other since the lockdown, I'm saying that because we didn't have a lockdown in the Netherlands for a long time, but I haven't seen them since March or something, or maybe before, in real life. So it's really weird, and I refuse to go to them. I'm not very afraid to be infected, but I just don't like fuss. I'm always like practical, and I want easy stuff. And so when I think about, oh, I have to get on a train and maybe someone will cough, or you know, never know what happens, and I'm like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to fuss. I'll just stay at home, and I don't have to do anything. And it's fine by me because I'm really a digital person. I just like messaging each other, and that's fine by me. And other people really like the real life connection, but I don't mind that. I don't know if I always had that, but I have been for this like so long. I
just, I don't know, feel comfortable just texting, even texting more than calling on the phone. Emailing and texting, that's my preferred way for communicating. Because I'm the best at that, I think. I'm on, I am really hooked on TikTok, as you know, or you don't know, I don't know if you know, but I'm just telling you now. And it's really great to have just found a platform that really has, where you really can get attention, just like communication and reactions. You're super funny with kids. I really like that, and it's just super cool, and it's new, everything, blah blah. I just like it, bottom line. And but because I'm Chinese sometimes, and I'm posting about food, sometimes kids just ask, do you eat dog, or try to eat bat. Is it bat? With the pandemic start, is it the rumor? I don't know if it's true, and I don't, it's not, it's a different story, but it's about eating a bat. And so I got remarks, great comments about that, like go eat bat, or go eat dog or cat. And and it is a bit annoying because it's ignorant, but on the other hand I'm thinking, oh, they just at first I always think, ah, I've heard this so much, so many times before, and I can really appreciate good jokes about Chinese people, you know. I don't mind if it's a good joke, I'll laugh, but I've seen this so many times, and it's like, oh, again, oh, whatever. They don't know. To them it's maybe the first time, you know, or whatever, it doesn't matter. But I just had one comment about that as well, and I'm thinking, ah, I'm thinking a lot of things, but also so cool to feel empathy for the other person, and because I understand that why this person is saying that, and it feels weird to eat cats and dogs, even for me. But it's not like that cows and chickens are less animals, you know, and you can eat them, but cats and dogs are not, you cannot allow to eat them, it's a taboo. And I don't know, it's just that we think it's weird. It's because we are so rich now, we don't have to eat that. I don't know if it's that we're rich, but our Chinese ancestors ate dogs and cats because they had nothing to eat, I guess, or they had a lot of cats and dogs. It doesn't matter, but it's just like people just ate anything and still do when they don't have anything else. And it's a long story, I don't know how to tell it. It's just we don't have to eat it anymore, and we're taught not to eat cats and dogs, and we're taught to chicken is okay, but cats and dogs is not okay, and I have that too. But it's really just the same, you know, animals are animals. And it's a long story, I don't know what to tell. It's just like, I understand that you don't, that people who are saying that don't understand, they're just saying it without thinking about it. What I mean is they don't mean to harm, it's more like they want to make a joke and then get likes and then get loved. Like I am making videos, I want likes, I want attention. They want attention, and everybody loves that. Attention is not good or bad thing. It's just a thing, and it's not negative. I think maybe attention sounds negative right away, but it's just you want to feel loved, and that's just a way to do it, to make jokes, you know. And I think it's cool. It's okay. Not cool, like at. I think it's okay that they that it's on, that the joke is on me, because I feel like okay, come on, it's okay. But I hope someone else wouldn't feel very bad about it, you know. But on the other hand, if someone feels bad about it, then it's just because they are taught to feel bad after getting such a joke, and that's sad. I think you just can ignore the joke, but think about why somebody says that, and it's just and feel empathy, like he's just trying to do the same thing as I do, just get attention and be loved, you know. It's just there's a lot of ways, and we have different ways, and that's fine. And often they are just little kids, so they just don't understand. And I understand it, and it feels so good to be a bigger person. Whenever I get a remark like that, I'm like, yeah, I know why that person says that. I know it's not personal, because it cannot be personal, because I don't know them. Could it ever be personal? I don't even know. How could it be personal? I don't know. I cannot think about anything that such a remark would be personal. What a weird story. So awkward. That's what Lee, you said, that I'm awkward. I am really awkward. That's why I also like, sorry. The microwave. And I just had my workout, and it's with push and pull-ups and with my hands, you know. And yesterday I saw my pineapple, and I thought I'm all over the place. I saw my pineapple, and I thought, oh, I always forget to cut it. I'll cut it today. And today I was like, oh, I almost forgot it, so I put it here so I won't forget it. And now I'm not forgetting it, but I want to wash it, because my sister always says you never know who touched it with his pool hands. But while I'm washing it, I'm rubbing my palms, which are still sore from my training, so it was like really a relief. I really want to do it again. It's warm water with a little bit of it's like a warm massage. That feels really good. But that was what I was thinking. Going to cut half, yeah, because sometimes I cut everything. Why is it so difficult? I don't like this, because I need a lot of force, and with needing a lot of force, I cannot control my movements, and I will cut myself. But I'm too lazy to get another knife. I must get another knife. Come on. This one will do, I think. Sorry, pineapple. Why? I am hesitating. I don't want to use too much force, because usually it's really super simple. I don't know why I'm having trouble now. Maybe it's the lighting. I'm not a real chef, no. All right, this mess. I keep saying mess, because in Dutch it is called a mess. A knife is a mess. But it's heavy and chunky, and I'll just get rid of it. And I'll get rid of this too. Okay. Okay, then I'll keep one half for later. If I cut it now, it will get brown tomorrow, and it's a waste, because tomorrow I'll be wasting time cutting away all the brown stuff. And instead of that, I just cut half now. Maybe because this pineapple is really... Oh, that was so stupid to take another knife. I look like an amateur now. I've done this so many times. What is happening? I just don't feel like it. I just do this. Don't watch. I think this pineapple is super hard. It's not even good. That might be the case. It's very dry. It doesn't smell like pineapple. Sorry. All right, I'm going to throw this away. I know, it's just hard and it's not good anymore. You grew for nothing. Beautiful. I don't like the crown because it can ruin my garbage bag. Oh, what a waste. Cannot stand it. I'll throw you away too. Bye. What a waste. What a waste. But we have too much anyway. Give the sandwich to my kid, who has been really patient. Don't know why. Because he has Wi-Fi, of course. Wi-Fi. I'll just ring the bell. This magical bell for food. I have strawberries and raspberries. I'll just wash them all, and then it's good. How stupid. It was such a great big pineapple. So stupid. It's sad. You know, if you had a dog and it was... this is so warm for my hands. Okay. Sorry, I forgot what I wanted to say about the dog. Who cares? Who cares? I am a little bit awake for a while. I hear something flying. A helicopter. Why? I never flew in a helicopter, I guess. Don't know. No, I don't think so. Only been in small airplanes, like to Ibiza. I went with my friends to Spain somewhere, and then we flew with a small plane to Ibiza, but. Not helicopter. I don't know if I would like it. I'm a bit afraid of flying. I get a little bit of anxiety. But you cannot see it. You won't notice it because I stay calm. But I really don't enjoy flying that much. I just exist. Hope that it ends soon. When flying to Hong Kong, I just don't think about that I'm in an airplane. I just sit and I don't know, try to not think about it because I cannot do anything about it anyway. And most of the time it doesn't, nothing happens. Maybe they are looking for someone. Don't you think when the helicopter is circling? It's a really cool looking one. I don't know a lot about helicopters, but this one is like a army-ish. Maybe they are looking for me. Why would someone look for me? I'm just at home all the time. It doesn't make sense. This strawberry is very soft. It's Friday. I always forget about the date. I have like a lot of calendars at home, Chinese calendars, but I couldn't find new ones for the new year, for 2021. So now I still have my old calendars and it really messes up my knowledge about the date, if you understand what I mean. I always need calendars and clocks because I need to glance at it like this and then I know what to do. Oh, my kid is at school, my kid doesn't have school. Oh, I have to make dinner, I have to do that, you know. And people used to say, oh, you use your phone. No, I'm not going to take my phone and then look. It's so stupid. I just have to stop doing stuff and then grab my phone with my dirty hands. Instead of that, I just look at the clock now and I know it's 9 o'clock. So that's handy. But I'm missing my calendars. I have a substitute Western calendar that I put on my calendar now for as long as I don't have. What a good story. I'll just show you.
Yeah.
This calendar is from 2020, but I couldn't find a new one, so I just used another Western calendar and I'll just. It isn't even fixed, but I just have it like this. And this one was December, but it's not December anymore, so I have it now like this. But it's temporarily because I have now found small calendars, so I'm happy
this
with that.
This is a hug. So when you talk to her for it, it's
animal's hug. Ja, maar knuffelen is hug. Het echt doen, knuffelen.
My little one
shows his stuffed animal and he says, this is a hug. And I'm like, what are you saying? But in Dutch, a hug, a stuffed animal is called a knuffel. But knuffel is also a verb, the verb of a hug. So knuffel means either a stuffed animal or hug. So he translates it in English and he says that his stuffed animal is a hug, which is nice. It's really kids' thoughts. I like that. I really, I wanted to say get inspired by my kid when he says stuff like this, but maybe not it's inspired, but it makes me enthusiastic because I love words and language and the imagination of kids is really nice and funny also, because sometimes they don't understand stuff and just say it like they think it is like this. It's just funny. Cannot explain it very well, it doesn't matter. I think I'm done. I'll just clean it up and then I'm done. Okay. I hope tomorrow I'll have a better story because I'm really all over the place. I'm always all over the place, but this one was really a champion, I guess. And I don't know if somebody is still watching, but I definitely will because I don't know what I said and I want to make sure that I didn't say anything weird. I always say something weird, but you know. And maybe it's a good thing because it makes you someone else feel like, oh, I am not that bad actually. And I think there must be more people in the world that are even more chaotic speakers than I am. So I am always like average. If you look at the world with so many people, I am just always, there's a really huge chance that you and I are just average. So I'm not the worst. I just, it feels good to be not the worst. But someone somewhere in the world is the worst and doesn't even know it. Who cares? Thank you for watching, and I hope to see you tomorrow. And I'm going. Bye.
This is difficult.